Are you wanting to dive into that home repair, but just don't know where to begin? Let the Rosie on the House Show go to work for you. Get on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
I'd like somebody to put about $200 more worth of product on Tom's cart before he walks out, please.
You know, Tom is... become quite the vegetable gardener. He's got a big garden over at his house, but he's got a garden at the Scottsdale community gardens as well. I was out and saw it last Saturday. He's a vegetable growing nut, and he's never met a plant he doesn't like, I don't think.
I won't say what I was going to say.
He's old. He can't hear you anyway.
Retired.
He's old. He can't hear you anyway.
Garden.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting some desert marigolds, it looks like, and some more vegetables. So I don't know where he finds room, but he must find room to plant lots of plants.
Well, we're still joined by Paul Holdeman of the Pond Gnome and Living Recreational Ponds. Let's talk about that because you posted something a little while ago, and I have just been obsessing about this, and I've got this perfect spot. You've been out to our house.
Yes.
Because we were looking at doing some kind of water feature, and then the babies came, and Mama said, not till the babies are old enough. And we've got two shade trees right on the edge of a lawn that we're going to eventually put, and we're a water feature in, and we're talking, you know, water. But these, when I saw the living pond, I thought, that's it.
It's really cool. It's huge in Europe. I guess there's a lot of even public ponds that are now swim. They call them swim ponds. They use all natural biological filtration, just like we do in our water gardens. The water tests out as good for the public and healthy, and they don't use any chlorines or any of that type of thing. They're using bacteria, microorganisms, and good circulation and filtration to keep these bodies of water clean. And it's much like swimming in the middle of Lake Pleasant in terms of water quality. They're fabulous.
I don't know if I'd have picked Lake Pleasant. Maybe
26 foot of visibility. It's pretty darn clear.
It's
beats
pretty
the
clear.
Heck out of Saguaro.
Yeah. Lake Powell, Lake Pleasant, very clear water. 20-30 foot. Yeah, it's
yeah. Thanks to those nasty
good.
Zebra mussels, that Lake Pleasant's about as clear a water as you're ever going to see.
I haven't been out there in a few years, but I was seeing like Woods Canyon Lake, Willow Springs.
Yeah, those are pretty clear too. Absolutely, Rim Lake. Yeah, absolutely. In those situations, they're building much like a pond. They're using a regeneration zone or wetland filtration to circulate the water in the main swimming body and keeping that water clear and clean and healthy for swimming in for people.
Well, I'm showing my age, but I still remember it was about going away used to be a swimming, a public swimming, but it was I think his name was, I think it was Dick's Swim Gym in North Central Phoenix. And that, in fact, the guy was an Olympic diving coach. But those were filled out of the canal with canal water, filtered, and those were sand, soil pools, public swimming pools. And, of course, I think the old Granite Dells up in Prescott was, you know, again, gravel, rock, sand-based. So it's not a new thing.
It really isn't.
And everybody swam in a lake. I think it's a cool idea. Has anybody ever taken an existing swimming pool and converted it to one of these?
We've done it about half a dozen times now in the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah, people get tired of their swimming pool, and usually the conversation is along the lines of, we built this pool for our kids, the kids are gone,
right.
The grandkids come over, they're not interested in swimming, I'm tired of taking care of this pool, I think I want something with fish in it, and we'll do a complete conversion into a swim pond. What's funny is then the grandkids get interested and want to start swimming in it. And so it is definitely something that has happened on a couple of occasions.
We lived in a pool here in the summer growing up. And, I mean, but there was still only so much time. Your eyes hurt from the chlorine. We always – my sister was a swimmer for years. Her hair – I still think it has a little hint of the hue.
Yeah.
So you're taking all those chemicals out.
Yep.
And I mean, it's like walking into your own little creek. It's like buying a home property against the creek, but you're just putting it right in your yard.
Our goal when we're building these things is to make it look like a swimming hole in Oak Creek Canyon. That is our goal.
I love it. And community ponds. Have y'all ever done something where, you know, you had mentioned your front yard is kind of a feature for the neighbors.
It's kind of a community pond, I suppose you could say. You bet.
Yeah, if there's a neighborhood of a couple of people that, you know, one person can't afford it, but maybe they all could afford it, is there any kind of...
We haven't done anything like that. We've done some school ponds and some... a couple of the colleges have our features in them, and I've heard there's some swimming, unauthorized swimming going on at Scottsdale Community College in our ponds.
With or without clothes.
Yeah. Well, interesting. We found some clothing next to it one time during a service call, so yeah, I think the latter. It's a possibility. It's out there, but so far nobody's done any community swim ponds in the United States that I'm aware of. They've all been private. The community swim ponds are still in Germany. There's about four or five of them that I know about that are community natural swimming pools, but none of that has made it to our side of the pond yet, so to speak.
And you've got two showcases here at Harper's Nursery.
I do. I've got the small backyard fish pond, and then we've got a pondless waterfall that I think
perfect for noise. Just the ambient sound of running water?
If it's all about just the sound of running water and not necessarily attracting more wildlife to your yard, you just wish it was a little more wild when you were back there. A pondless waterfall is perfect because you can flip a switch, it's off. Flip a switch, it's on. It's there for you when you want it.
Paul Holdeman of the Pond Gnome, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Keep Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.